It is the Joe and Alex show, and the movie It is being remade. The trailer came out. We're posting it up at RadioNowIndie.com if you would like to see the full thing. But it's kind of scary. But Alex likes that kind of stuff. She's like, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
True.
Getting that butt all puckered up.
The Little Mermaid tweeted us at Joe and Alex show, my biggest fear is clowns. OMG, when you guys played the trailer in my car, I started getting nervous.
Okay. Well, I don't want to play it again. I don't want to make anybody nervous. But what's your biggest fear? Like, what kind of scares you? For me, and this seems so dumb, but certain times, like when I'm in the dark, like I'm really afraid of the dark.
Really? See, I'm not scared of the dark. I never have been.
My aunt, tell me if you think this is mean. My aunt made my cousins, who were also afraid of the dark, they were living in us one time when I was in Michigan. And to make her daughters get over being fearful of the dark, because they were scared up by like creepy stuff in the basement, she made them walk down the stairs in the basement and then turn the lights off and left them down there like for an hour.
That is horrible parenting. That's terrible to do.
Wait, hold on. Are they still afraid? Are they still afraid of the dark, though?
I don't know if they still are or not, but I remember like it was nighttime and she's like, that's it. Go to the basement.
That's so mean.
And I'm like, oh God, that sucks. Because I would have died.
Jeez.
I would have died right there on the spot. 317-239-1009. Hey, good morning, Tiffany. What really makes you scared? Like, what's your fear?
I'm deathly afraid of butterflies.
What? I love butterflies.
Oh, gosh. It just gives me the creeps. It just, oh, they flap around, and you can't get away from them, and you don't know where they're going to land, and it's just disgusting.
Wait, hold on. You can't get away from a butterfly? I mean, they move, but they're not that fast.
But if you've ever been in a park where there are multiple butterflies, I just feel like they could swarm down and get you. I just cannot. It just makes my skin crawl thinking about it.
Did you ever have one land on you?
So, yeah, when we were little, we went to Cedar Point, and I think there's some sort of bug that comes off the water, and it swarms the entire town, and it covers everything. And when we were there, that had happened. And ever since then, I've been deathly afraid. I don't know what those bugs were. They were not butterflies, but they resemble butterflies. So, no, I'm over it. So, my youngest niece thinks it's hilarious to go get fake butterflies and put them in my yard or hide them in my car.
Jeez.
She loves that.
Thank you, Tiffany. Amanda, you are scared or afraid of masks. Like, what in particular?
Like mascots or characters, like Halloween time. If I can't see your whole face, I'm terrified. I'm absolutely petrified.
So what do you do on Halloween?
I feel so silly. It's one of my favorite holidays, actually. But I can't deal. Like if it's kids, it's not quite as creepy. But I guess with adults, like I don't really know who's behind that mask. Like I don't know. I guess I'm not a very trusting person. But the mask's just totally. I can't deal.
So
I won't go to the bars anymore, anything like that.
I'm really scared of ski masks, like what people wear in the wintertime. I do not like when people put those on.
Why? Do you think you're going to get robbed?
Yeah, they really scare me.
Well, I hunt, so I wear those masks all the time. But I know who I am, obviously. But yeah, people, like when we went to New York City, they've got people in the Central Park that have different masks and stuff like that on, too, just as, like, fun stuff. I can't deal.
Amanda, does that mean, like, you've never been, like, to a masquerade ball?
Masquerades are okay. I can see part of your face. It's just your eyes that are covered. But, well, the ones that I...
What about, like, in your sex life, S&M stuff?
No, thanks.
Too much for you?
Yeah, way too much.
Hey, we appreciate your call. For that one girl that just called in about the butterflies, I wonder, like... If this
song
comes
scare
on,
her? Is it a trigger for her?
Like some people hear the It theme, they're like, no! But then like Crazy Town Butterfly comes on.
Come my lady, come my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar baby.
Ah! Alex, what about you? You haven't told us what yours is. What's your fear?
My really serious fear is that I'll be told one day that I can't have children. That's my biggest fear. But also, I am terrified of anything having to do with eyeballs. I absolutely cannot.
Okay, do you mean like me looking at you, like my eyeballs?
Like
or...
just gross stuff in horror movies and stuff. I have to like close my eyes.
Like getting damaging an eyeball.
Yeah, just gross stuff like that. I had LASIK eye surgery.
Oh.
And I was telling the doctor, this was like 2 years ago, I was like explaining to him, I was like, listen, I have a huge, huge fear of eyeball stuff. He's like, don't worry, you'll take 2 Valium, you'll be fine, you'll be totally chill.
2 Valium for a LASIK procedure?
Yeah, well, because I was telling him I'd be freaked out.
Okay.
So I take 2 Valium, Joe. 2 Valium for me, and I'm a very tiny person.
I'm surprised it wouldn't kill you.
It didn't even affect me. This is how, like, so terrified I was.
We need more value!
No, I should have taken, like, 4 because it absolutely did nothing. I had to be held down by all these nurses and doctors to do my LASIK procedure. I was bawling my eyes out crying. I was so scared. I was screaming bloody murder. You would think I was having a baby in there, how I was reacting. I was so freaked out. They gave me a blanket and a stuffed giraffe to hold, trying to calm me down so they could do the dang procedure.
Did Jeffrey help out at all?
A little bit, but I mean, I was straining. I had busted blood vessels in my eyes, which grosses me out to even say because I hate eyeball stuff, because I was straining hard against the clamps that keep your eye open to do the procedure.
Is that why you don't like guys with glasses? Just because of the
eyeballs? No, I like guys with glasses. I'm into glasses.
Oh, okay.
Certain ones. Some
certain
are ugly,
styles?
But yeah, certain styles I think are so sexy. Like the sexiest, this is like totally sidetracked, but the sexiest thing that a guy could wear, in my opinion, is no shirt, sweatpants, and then just have like bedhead and have like glasses on. That is like, oh my gosh, the ultimate yas.
It's funny because that's actually mine too.